We are live. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صلي وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, all praises due to Allah. We praise Him abundantly. You ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace and send His blessings and salutations upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters in faith, we will pick up from where we left off last night with ayah number 123 of Surah Taha. تفضل يا مصعب.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال اهبطا منها جميعا بعضكم لبعض عدو فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى وكذلك نجزي من أسرف ولم يؤمن بآيات ربه ولعذاب الآخرة أشد وأبقى.
Allah said, descend from paradise, all your descendants being enemies to one another. And if there should come to you guidance from me, then whoever follows my guidance will neither go astray in the world nor suffer in the hereafter. And whoever turns away from my remembrance, indeed he will have a depressed life. And we will gather him on the day of resurrection blind. He will say, my Lord, why have you raised me blind while I was once seeing? Allah will say, thus did our signs come to you and you forgot them, and thus will you this day be forgotten. And thus do we recompense he who transgressed and did not believe in the signs of his Lord, and the punishment of the hereafter is more severe and more enduring. These are some profound ayat that we will elaborate on, inshallah. So buckle up and fasten your seat belts, because this is going to be a ride, a wild ride, inshallah. يخبر تعالى أنه أمر آدم وإبليس أن يهبطا إلى الأرض. Allah عز وجل informs us that He commanded Adam and Iblis to go down to earth, descend to earth. ويتخذ الشيطان عدوا لهم, and that they should, meaning the children of Adam, Adam and his children should take the shaitan as an enemy for them. فيأخذ الحذر منه, so then they are wary of him, cautious of him. ويعد له عدته, and they have the proper preparation for him. ويحاربوه, and they declare war against him. وأنه سينزل عليهم كتبا ويرسل إليهم رسلا يبينون لهم الطريق المستقيم الموصلة إليه وإلى جنته. And that Allah will indeed send down scriptures, and He will send to them messengers who will clarify to them the path which will lead to Allah and His paradise. وَيُحَذِّرُونَهُمْ مِنْ هَذَا الْعَدُوِّ الْمُبِينَ, and then they will also warn them against a clear enemy. وَأَنَّهُمْ أَيِّ وَقْتٍ جَاءَهُمْ ذَلِكَ الْهُدَى الَّذِي هُوَ الْكُتُبُ وَالرُّسُلُ, and that at any time when this guidance comes to them, and that guidance is the scriptures and the messengers, فَإِنَّ مَنِ اتَّبَعَهُ, whosoever follows it, اتَّبَعَ مَا أُمِرَ بِهِ, he has followed what he's been commanded. وَاجْتَنَبَ مَا نُهِيَ عَنْهُ, and he avoids what he's been prevented from. فأنه لا يضل في الدنيا ولا في الآخرة ولا يشقى فيهما, that person will not go astray in this worldly life, nor will he be astray in the life to come, nor will he be wretched in both worlds. If you follow the messengers, you do what is commanded, you stay away from what is prohibited. بل قد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم في الدنيا والآخرة, rather that person will be guided to a straight path in this worldly life and in the life to come. وله السعادة والأمن في الآخرة, and he will further have happiness and security in the life to come. وقد نفى عنه الخوف والحزن في آية أخرى, Allah further negated any fear or sadness for this person in another ayah, When Allah says, فَمَنْ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ Whosoever follows my guidance, there should be no fear over them, nor should they grieve. وَاتِّبَاعِ الْهُدَى بِتَصْدِيكِ الْخَبَرِ وَعَدَمِ مُعَارَضَتِهِ بِالشُّبَهِ How do you follow guidance? By believing in the information that is relayed to you and not negating it with doubts. Not opposing the truth with doubts. When you fall into that, then you're no longer following the huda. وَامْتِثَالِ الْأَمْرِ بِأَلَّا يُعَارِضَهُ بِشَهْوَةٍ And how do you fulfill the command? By not opposing it with desires. Meaning you close the door for doubts to affect you and for desires to overtake you. Tamam? Now here comes the ayah. An ayah that speaks to all of us. And an ayah that speaks to every human being on earth who has not embraced Islam. And an ayah that spoke to me specifically in my days of ignorance and my Buddhism phase, the phase of Buddhism that I, and the rap and all the nonsense that I was upon. And I've said this in my life story many times, in spite of appearing to be happy and content and, you know, Mr. Fly guy and all that stuff. I was a suicidal, depressed a human being at the end. Cars, girls, money, you know, status, whatever you want to call it, drugs, anything that the people perceive to be a means of attaining happiness and success, wallahi, they will bring nothing but misery. Nothing but misery. And we have plenty of examples that we could relate to. Maybe some of you can relate from your own life and your own experience. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي Whosoever turns away from my remembrance. أي كتاب الذي يتذكر به جميع المطالب العالية. So whoever turns away from my book through which you're able to remember all of the lofty aspirations and requests. وَأَنْ يَتْرُكَهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْإِعْرَاضِ عَنْهُ أَوْ مَا أَعْظَمْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ Or that a person will turn away from the Quran or leave it as in a way where he's just kind of avoiding it. Or what is even greater than that, بِأَنْ يَكُونَ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْإِنْكَارِ لَهُ وَالْكُفْرُ بِهِ Or that the person is at a level where he denies and disbelieves in the Quran, which is the state of all the disbelievers today. Every Jew, every Christian, every Hindu, every Buddhist, every atheist, every Magian, every human being on earth who has come across the message of the Quran and rejected it, basically falls into this ayah. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى أي فَإِنَّ جَزَاءَهُ أَنْ نَجْعَلَ مَعِيشَتَهُ ضَيِّقَةً مُشِقَّةً His reward and his recompense that we will make his life tight and constricted, difficult. وَلَا يَكُونُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا عَذَابًا And that will be nothing but pain and punishment. وَفُسِّرَتِ الْمَعِيشَةُ الضَّنْكَ بِعَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ Some of the scholars said the meaning of مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ is the punishment of the grave. وَأَنَّهُ يُضَيَّقُ عَلَيْهِ قَبْرُهُ And that his grave will be tightened on him. وَيُحْصَرُ فِيهِ And he will be trapped in it. وَيُعَذَّبُ جَزَاءً لِإِعْرَاضِهِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ And he will be punished as a recompense for turning away from the remembrance of his Lord. وهذه إحدى الآيات الدالة على عذاب القبر. These are one of the ayats which indicate the punishment of the grave. Of course, the other interpretation is that the Shaykh will mention. What is another ayah that is evidence that because Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe that the عذاب القبر, the punishment of the grave, is real. There are denominations within Islam, believe it or not, that deny the punishment of the grave, right? They deny outright the punishment of the grave. So we have multiple ayat. Here's one, another one. قوله تعالى وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمِ الْآيَةِ And if you see the wrongdoers at the agonies of death, and the angels have their hands stretched out. And the ayah says, أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Bring yourselves out. وثالث قوله ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر and we will make them taste the lower punishment, the lesser punishment before we make them taste the bigger punishment. I believe it's in Surah Al-Sajdah and that's the scholars explain العذاب الأدنى, the lower punishment being that of the grave before the عذاب الأكبر which is Jahannam. والرابع قوله عن آل فرعون النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا. The fire, they're exposed to it in the morning and evening. And that ayah, the last one, is the strongest in reference to the punishment of the grave. Of course, the ahadith are clear-cut. The ahadith are clear-cut about the punishment of the grave. But in terms of the Quran, this is the strongest ayah. What does the ayah say? The fire, they're exposed to it in the morning and the evening. Then it says, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. And on the day of judgment, permit the people of Fir'aun the most severe punishment. So the ayah mentions that they're being exposed to the fire today in the morning and the evening, and then on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ they will be entered into the hellfire, suggesting that they're being punished in the grave right now. Kapish? Nah. والذي أوجب لمن فسرها بعذاب القبر فقط من السلف فقصروا على ذلك والله أعلم آخر الآية وأن الله ذكر في آخرة عذاب يوم القيامة. So the reason why some of the scholars understood the above ayah about the ma'isha danqa in reference to the in reference to the punishment of the grave is because of the end of the ayah and the fact that Allah عز وجل mentioned that in the end of the ayah the عذاب يوم القيامة ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى until the end. وبعض المفسرين يرى أن المعيشة الضنك عامة في دار الدنيا. And that is probably, والله أعلم, the stronger opinion. Some of the مفسرين believe or explain that the معيشة الضنك, this wretched life, is actually in is general to the worldly life. بما يصيب المعرض عن ذكر ربه من الهموم والغموم والألام. In reference to what the one who refrains from the remembrance of the Lord is afflicted with of stress and depression and pain. التي هي عذاب معجل, which is a form of يعني punishment that has been put forward before the one that he will get later. وفي دار البرزخ وفي دار الآخرة, and the one that he will get afterwards in the interval life and in the life to come. لإطلاق المعيشة الدنقي وعدم تقييدها, because the ayah is not restricted with anything. It's just معيشة دنقة, a life of tiredness and a life of misery. And that is more encompassing than trying to restrict it to عذاب القبر only. ونحشره أي هذا المعرض عن ذكر ربه. We will further gather this person that is turning away from the remembrance of the Lord يوم القيامة on the day of resurrection أعمى blind. البصر على الصحيح. The Sheikh said that he will be truly blind in the vision. كما قال تعالى, as Allah says, ونحشرهم يوم القيامة على وجوههم عميا وبكما وصما. And we will gather them on the day of resurrection on their faces blind and mute and deaf. قال على وجه الذل والمراجعة والتألم والضجر من هذه الحالة. So that person will say in the state of trying to debate and because of pain and because of being very upset with his condition, رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا بَصِيرًا. My Lord, why have you resurrected me or have you gathered me blind even though in the worldly life I used to see? فَمَا الَّذِي صَيَّرَنِي إِلَى هَذِي الْحَالَ الْبَشَعَ. What has made me reach this terrible condition? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا بِإِعْرَاضِكَ عَنْهَا. Such our ayat came to you so you forgot about them by turning away from them. وكذلك اليوم تنسى أي تترك في العذاب. Today you will be forgotten, not that Allah will forget. وما كان ربك نسيا. Allah عز وجل does not forget anything. What is intended here is you will be left in the punishment. And you know when you forget, when you say someone, man, forget about you, man. Yo, son, forget about you, man. And you're really not forgetting about him. You may be thinking about that person the whole time, but you know what I'm saying. It's like, okay, I don't care what happens afterwards, right? I'm just gonna be like, whatever happens to you, you deserve it. SubhanAllah, you see the similitude. فَأُجِيبَ بِأَنَّ هَذَا هُوَ عَيْنُ عَمَلِكَ. So he will be, why is it like this? Why is it tunsa? Because he nesiya the ayat. You understand? It's كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَان. فَأُجِيبَ بِأَنَّ هَذَا هُوَ عَيْنُ عَمَلِكَ. This is the nucleus of your work. وَالْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. And then the recompense is of the same nature of the deed. فكما عميت عن ذكر ربك, just like you were blinded from the remembrance of your Lord, وعشيت عنه, and you turned away from it, ونسيته, and you forgot about him, ونسيت حظك من, and you forgot your portion, your fortune of that, or the allocation that you were supposed to give for that, أعمى الله بصرك في الآخرة. Allah will make you blind in the آخرة. We seek refuge with Allah from that. Excuse me. فحشرت إلى النار أعمى أصم أبكم. So you will be gathered to the hellfire blind, deaf and mute. وأعرض عنك ونسيك في العذاب. Allah will also turn away from you and will leave you and forget you basically in the punishment. So just like كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. It's the same word, نسيان, forgetfulness. And from نسيان comes the word إنسان. Human comes from the word نسيان, forgetfulness, because we are forgetful. We are forgetful. And alhamdulillah, we are forgetful. If we were not forgetful, it will be a disaster. If we were not forgetful, then whenever someone you love dies, then you will never be able to get over it. You will never be able to overcome the pain. You will never be able to move on with your life. It's from the mercy of Allah that you eventually forget, so you can move on with your life. It's mercy from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially for us, the believers, because Allah does not hold us accountable for that thing which we forget, right? One of the three people who have the pen lifted in regards to their deeds is the forgetful person until he remembers. Huh? You're good. So, yeah. So what is the lesson behind all this, brothers and sisters? That means that if we see that we're struggling in our life, we got to look into ourselves. How much of the dhikr of Allah are we turning away from? And therefore, we're having a life of depression and sadness equivalent to our shortcomings. That's really what it boils down to. And it's a reminder for all of us. I'm speaking about myself, first and foremost. Now, it does not mean, however, that every struggle you go through, huh? Just so we can be clear, you can go back to the lecture, the flagship of hardship, because we understand that the prophets were the most tested and tried people in the world. The Prophet ﷺ had to go through all of his children dying. The Prophet ﷺ suffered the death of all of his children. He suffered the disbelief of his family members. So just so no one will think, okay, if I'm facing difficulties in life, this must mean that I am an evil Muslim and I'm turning away from the remembrance of Allah. No. Because there's an occasion for everything. So that's why we don't look at these things with the same lens or the same glasses. So it could be that Allah Azza wa Jal intends good for the believer. So He will test you a lot depending on the strength of your iman. The stronger your iman, the more Allah Azza wa Jal will test you. And it could be that because we're turning away from the remembrance of Allah, we are getting a life of depression. So how do we know? How do we gauge? You know, and I know. No one is going to tell you from outside. We really know how much are we adhering to the deed of Allah and how much are we falling short. So when you know and sincerely that you're not doing your job, then you can assume that the issues that you're facing are a byproduct of our own i'rab an dhikrillah. And if we believe that, alhamdulillah, we're good Muslims, we're trying to practice the deed to the best of our ability with our shortcomings, of course, you're not going to be a perfect Muslim, and you're still facing difficulties, and we hope and pray that this is a mercy from Allah, so that He will expiate our sins in the dunya, so that when we meet Him, we will have nothing on our, nothing in terms of bad deeds. Huh? So, yani, it varies from one person to another. Alhamdulillah. وَكَذَلِكَ أَيْ هَذَا الْجَزَاءُ نَجِّيهِ. Such this recompense we will give. من أسرف بأن تعد الحدود وارتكب المحارم وجاوز ما أذن له. The one who exceeds or transgresses by crossing the limits and falling into prohibitions and bypassing what he's been allowed to do. ولم يؤمن بآيات ربه الدالة على جميع مطالب الإيمان دلالة واضحة صريحة. The one who does not believe in the signs of his Lord, which all indicate and guide you to the إيمان, the clear cut evident إيمان. فالله لم يظلمه ولم يضع العقوبة في غير محله. Allah عز وجل did not oppress this person and did not give him a punishment that is not appropriate. وإنما السبب إسرافه وعدم إيمانه. Rather, the reason behind the punishment is the exaggeration or the excessiveness of the person and his lack of iman. ولا عذاب الآخرة أشد من عذاب الدنيا أضعافا مضاعفة. And verily, the punishment of the life to come is more severe, meaning more severe than the worldly punishment by multiplicity, by 10-folds, 20-folds, many folds. وأبقى لكونه لا ينقطع. And it is more enduring because it will not desist. It will not desist. بخلاف عذاب الدنيا, unlike the punishment of the dunya, فإنه منقطع. It comes to an end. فالواجب الخوف والحذر من عذاب الآخرة. So what is obligatory is to be fearful and to be wary of the punishment of the life to come. آية 128 يا مولانا الشيخ.
أَفَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِنُّهَا.
Then has it not become clear to them how many generations we destroyed before them as they walk among their dwellings? Indeed, in that are signs for those of intelligence. أَفَلَمْ يَهْدِي لِهَؤُلَاءِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الْمُعْرِضِينَ وَيَدُلُّهُمْ عَلَى سُلُوكِ طَرِيقِ الرَّشَادِ وَتَجَنُّبِ طَرِيقِ الْغَيِّ وَالْفَسَادِ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ بِالْمُكَذِّبِينَ قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ الْخَالِيَةِ وَالْأُمَمِ الْمُتَّبِعَةِ أو الأمم المتتابعة. Has it not become clear to who? To those deniers and beliers. And that which guides them to travel upon the path of guidance and to avoid the path of deviance and corruption. What Allah Azza wa Jal has afflicted the liars before them from among the previous nations and generations, consequently one after the other. الَّذِينَ يَعْرِفُونَ قَصَصَهُمْ, the one whose stories they know. وَيَتَنَقَلُونَ أَسْمَارَهُمْ, and they narrate their traditions back to each other. وَيَنْظُرُونَ بِأَعْيُنِهِمْ مَسَاكِنَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and they also see some of the remnants of their housing and the houses that they used to live in, or the place of dwellings, the place where they used to dwell. You know, كَقَوْمِ هُودٍ وَصَالِحْ وَلُوطٍ وَغَيْرِهِمْ, such as the people of Hud and Salih and Lut, you could still see some of the remnants of their constructions. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَمَّا كَذَّبُوا رُسُولَنَا وَأَعْرَضُوا عَنْ كُتُبِنَا أَصَبْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ الْأَلِيمِ, and that when they turned away, when they belied our messengers and they turned away from our books, we afflicted them with the severe punishment. فَمَا الَّذِي يُؤَمِّنُ هَؤُلَاءِ أَنْ يَحِلَّ بِهُمْ مَا حَلَّ بِأُولَئِكَ. So what makes those people secure that they will not be afflicted with what afflicted the previous ones? أَكُفَّارُكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أُولَئِكُمْ أَمْ لَكُمْ بَرَاءَةٌ فِي الزُّبُرْ أَمْ يَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ جَمِيعٌ مُنْتَصِرٌ. As Allah says in another surah, I think it's surah Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, are your disbelievers better than the previous ones? The disbelievers of Quraysh. Or do you have some sort of declaration of safety and innocence in the Zubur and the scripture? Or are you going to say that we're all going to be victorious? لَا شَيْءَ مِنْ هَذَا كُلِّهِ. They don't have any of that. فليس هؤلاء الكفار خيرا من أولئك حتى يدفع عنهم العذاب بخيرهم. Those kuffars of today, they're not better than the previous ones, so that will protect them from the punishment. بل هم شر منهم. Rather, they are worse than the previous nations. لأنهم كفروا بأشرف الرسل وخير الكتب. Because they disbelieved in the most noble of messengers and the best of scriptures. وليس لهم براءة مزبورة وعهد عند الله, and they don't have any written declaration of innocence or covenant with Allah. وليس كما يقولون إن جمعهم ينفعهم ويدفعهم, nor is it going to be that their group and their tribe will be able to aid them and help them and save them. بل هم أذل وأحقر من ذلك. They are actually more belittled and more humiliated than that. فإهلاك القرون الماضية بذنوبهم من أسباب الهداية. The actual destruction of the previous generations because of their sins is among the means for you to be guided. لكونها من الآيات الدالة على صحة رسالة الرسل الذين جاءوهم وبطلان ما هم عليه. Because it is a sign about the validity of the message of the messengers who brought it and the falsehood of what those people were upon. ولكن ما كل أحد ينتفع بالآيات, but not everybody will benefit from the signs. إنما ينتفع بها أولو النهى. The only people that will benefit are the people of intellect. أي العقول السليمة والفطر المستقيمة. The people of the sound intellect and the upright natural disposition. والألباب التي تزجر أصحابها عما لا ينبغي. And the ones who have hearts that prevent its owners from doing that which is not appropriate. تفضل يا مصعب.
ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لكان لزاما وأجل مسمى فاصبر على ما يقولون وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها ومن آناء الليل فسبح وأطراف النهار لعلك ترضى.
أي بارك الله فيك. And if not for a word that proceeded from your Lord, punishment would have been an obligation and a specified term. So be patient over what they say and exalt Allah with praise of your Lord before the rising of the sun and before its setting and during periods of the night. Exalt Him and at the ends of the day that you may be satisfied. And do not extend your eyes. Oh no, that you stopped it. طيب. The Shaykh says, Rahimahullah, Rahmatan Wasi'atan. هذه تسلية للرسول صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وتصبير له عن المبادرة إلى إهلاك المكذبين والمعرضين المكذبين المعرضين. This is means of Allah عز وجل facilitating and giving good news and يعني aiding the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and giving a means to be patient and explaining why the punishment is not being hastened for those people, those beliers who are turning away. وَأَنَّ كُفْرَهُمْ وَتَكْذِيبَهُمْ سَبَبٌ صَالِحٌ لِحُلِ الْعَذَابِ. The fact that their disbelief and their lying and their denial is a good reason for the punishment to afflict them. وَلُزُومِهِ لَهُمْ and to be persistent with them. لأن الله جعل العقوبات سببا وناشئا عن الذنوب ملازما لها. Because Allah made the punishments as a byproduct of the sins, and it always goes hand in hand with the sins. وهؤلاء قد أتوا بالسبب. Those people have done the cause which will bring about the punishment. ولكن الذي أخره عنهم كلمة ربك المتضمنة لإمهالهم وتأخيرهم وضرب الأجل المسمى. But what has delayed this punishment from them is the word of your Lord, which contains the concept of giving them respite and delaying it until a prescribed decree time. فالأجل المسمى ونفوذ كلمة الله هو الذي أخر عنهم العقوبة إلى إبان وقتها. So the decree time that Allah had already selected, and the fact that Allah's word will come to pass and everything He decrees, is what has delayed this punishment from them until the time is right. ولعلهم يراجعون أمر الله فيتوب عليهم ويرفع عنهم العقوبة إذا لم تحق عليهم الكلمة. And perhaps they will return to Allah, so Allah will accept their repentance and He will alleviate the punishment if the kalima or if the word of the punishment has not been finalized upon them. Excuse me. ولهذا أمر الله رسوله بالصبر على أذيتهم بالقول. That's why Allah commanded the Prophet ﷺ to be patient regarding their verbal harm. And the verbal abuse. That's what I'm looking for. وَأَمَرَهُ أَنْ يَتَعَوَّضَ عَنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَيَسْتَعِينَ عَلَيْهِ بِالتَّسْبِيحِ. Allah commanded him to replace that, to make up for that, and to seek aid and assistance in تسبيح بحمد ربي في هذه الأوقات الفاضلة, to glorify and exalt the mention of his Lord at these virtuous times. قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. Before the sunrise and before it sets. وَفِي أَطْرَافِ النَّهَارِ أَوَلِي وَأَخِرِ. And the sides of the day, the beginning and the end. عموب بعد خصوص, general after specification. وأوقات الليل وساعاته, and the times of the night and the different hours. لعلك إن فعلت ذلك, perhaps if you do so, ترضى, you will be satisfied. بما يعطيك ربك من الثواب العاجل والأجل. بما يعطيك ربك من الثواب العاجل والأجل. You will be satisfied with what your Lord will give you of the reward, both the one in the dunya and the one that will be delayed till the akhirah. وليطمئن قلبك, and so that your heart may find tranquility. وتقر عينك بعبادة ربك, and your eye will be satisfied and pleased with the worship of your Lord. وتتسلى بها عن أذيتهم, and you will be distracted with this from their harm and their abuse. فيخف حينئذ عليك صبر, so patience will become easier for you to exercise. Next, يا مصعب.
ولا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى.
And do not extend your eyes towards that by which we have given enjoyment to some categories of them, the splendor of worldly life by which we test them. And the provision of your Lord is better and more enduring. أي ولا تمد عينيك معجبا معجبا ولا تكرر النظر مستحسنا إلى أحوال الدنيا والممتعين بها من المآكل والمشارب اللذيذة والملابس الفاخرة والبيوت المزخرفة والنساء المجملة. So do not extend your eyes out of amazement, nor look twice at what has been beautified for them of their worldly affairs that they enjoy of good food and delicious drinks and fancy clothing and decorated homes and beautified women. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ كُلُّهُ زَهْرَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. All of that is nothing but the enjoyment or the splendor of the worldly life. تَبْتَهِشْ بِهَا نُفُوسُ الْمُغْتَرِّينَ. The people who have been deceived by this worldly life will find excitement in that. وَتَأْخُذُ إِعْجَابًا بِأَبْصَارِ الْمُعْرِضِينَ. And it will amaze the people that turn away from the remembrance of Allah. وَيَتَمَتَّعُ بِهَا بِقَطْعِ النَّظَرِ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ الْقَوْمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And they will enjoy it without bearing in mind the life to come, the people that are oppressive. ثُمَّ تَذْهَبُ سَرِيعًا وَتَمْضِي جَمِيعًا. Then all of it will go quickly and will vanish altogether. وَتَقْتُلُ مُحِبِّيهَا وَعُشَّاقَهَا فَيَنْدَمُونَ حَيْثُ لَا تَنْفَعُ نَدَمًا. And it will kill its lovers. This dunya and all of these splendors of the dunya, it will kill its lover. And the people that are in love with it, so they will regret at the time, where regret will be of no benefit. وَيَعْلَمُونَ مَا هُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِذْ قَدِمُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then they will only know what they're upon when they come on يوم القيامة. وَإِنَّمَا جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ فِتْنَةً وَاخْتِبَارًا لِيَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَقِفُ عِنْدَهَا وَيَغْتَرُّ بِهَا وَمَنْ هُوَ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla only made this as a fitna to test who will pause and be mesmerized with it and then be deceived accordingly and delusioned versus who will be better indeed. And so this is very important, because if you have discussions with the Muslims, you definitely see that we have this inferiority complex. This inferiority complex that we are not at par with the disbelievers, and you look at them, you know, say, look how they're enjoying life, they get to drink, they get to smoke, they get to go out with women, they get to do this, they get to enjoy life, they go to the beach, they wear bikinis, and they're half naked, they don't care. And a lot of Muslims with weak faith, they look at those things with amazement and regret and feel that they're deprived and so on and so forth. But they haven't really done the proper math and calculation. Those are people that Allah Azza wa Jalla is allowing to enjoy whatever they enjoy now, because they will have nothing in the life to come. You as a believer have a different mindset. You have a completely different mindset. And that reminds me of the story of Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah. Ibn Hajar used to be a qadi. He was a major judge, like a law, you know, very fancy judge. And of course, you know, judge Islam, you're supposed to dress nice and look nice and smell nice, unlike what many people think. The fact that we're saying right now, we don't want to be amazed by the worldly life, it doesn't mean that if the worldly life comes to you from Allah, you throw it in the trash. If Allah gives you rizq, Allah gives you money, Allah gives you homes, Allah gives you cars, Allah gives you wives, women in your life, you know, wives, more than one wife, it's a pleasure. It's a blessing from Allah. Enjoy it. We're not saying that if the dunya comes to you, you turn away from it. But the dunya should always remain in your hand, never in your heart. Once it goes to the heart, then you've lost the cause. Once it goes to your heart, then you've lost control of what's going on. So as long as it's in your hand, it's fine. We're talking about people that the dunya has captivated their hearts completely, left nothing in there. Those are the blameworthy one. Right? So Ibn Hajar was on his carriage. And they were horses and whatever. He's coming dressed and looking nice. And there was a Jew who used to sell oil. And you know, people that sell oil, they obviously have oil stains all over their clothes. So when he saw Ibn Hajar passing by, he stopped him. He said, I have something to say. He told him, Tfaddal. He said, doesn't your prophet say that the dunya, this worldly life, is sijnul mu'min, is a prison for the believer, and is a paradise for the disbeliever? He told him, yes. He said, then look at us. According to the hadith, then I am the believer and you're the disbeliever, because you're basically, look, you're dressed fancy. You got a nice car, basically. You're living a lavish life, and here I am full of stains. So technically, this is your paradise, and this is my prison. He told him, no. He said, what I have right now versus what Allah has prepared for the believers and the life to come in terms of pleasure, it's as though I am in prison now versus the life to come. And what you're enjoying now, the fact that you only have all stains versus what Allah has prepared of a punishment for the disbelievers, it is as though you are in paradise right now. And the man had nothing else to say except Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, and he embraced Islam. Because that was a silencing refutation by one of the imams of this ummah, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani alayhi rahmatullah, the one who does this, the Fath al-Bari fi sharh Sahih al-Bukhari, the one who explained Sahih al-Bukhari. Ala kulli hal, you get what I'm saying. Tayyib, kama qala ta'ala, verily we have made whatever is upon the earth as an adornment for it, so we may test them who is better indeed, and then we will make whatever upon it something that will basically go away and vanish. The risk of the sustenance of your Lord of knowledge and iman and the haqaiq al-amal salihah and the good deeds that you perform, والآجل من النعيم المقيم والعيش السليم في جوار رب الرحيم, and also the delayed reward of the perpetual bounty and the peaceful living in the neighboring of the most merciful Lord, خير or the merciful Lord, the merciful Lord, not the most merciful, the merciful Lord, خير مما متعنا به أزواجا في ذاتي وصفاتي. It will be much better than what we have allowed some of them to enjoy of the splendor of this dunya. وأبقى, and it is more enduring, لكونه لا ينقطع أكلها دائم وظلها, because its bounty does not desist, does not come to an end. Its fruits and its food are perpetual, and so it will be its shade. كما قال تعالى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى, as Allah says in Surah Al-A'la, rather, but nay, you favor the worldly life while the life to come is better and more lasting. وفي هذه الآية إشارة إلى أن العبد إذا رأى من نفسه طموحا إلى زينة الدنيا وإقبالا عليها أن يذكرها ما أمامها من رزق ربه وأن يوازن بين هذا وهذا. And in this ayah, there's a sign that if the slave sees himself a huge aspiration for the adornment of this worldly life, and he sees that he's really, like, his heart is all dedicated to it, to remind himself about what that is versus what his Lord has prepared of a sustenance, and to be able to make a balance between this and that. Next, Ya Mus'ab.
وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى.
And enjoin prayer upon your family and be steadfast therein. We ask you not for provision, we provide for you, and the best outcome is for those of righteousness. أي حث أهلك على الصلاة. Encourage your family to pray. وأزعجهم إليها من فرض ونفل. And bother them. Bother them, يعني, by being persistent. يعني, annoy them in a kind way. Annoy them, whether it is obligatory or the voluntary. والأمر بالشيء أمر بجميع ما لا يتم إلا به. And then commanding something is a command of actually everything that is required for that thing to be fulfilled. فيكون أمرا بتعليمهم ما يصلح الصلاة. That means you're automatically commanding them, or you're being commanded to teach them what will make their salah upright. ويفسدها, and what will make their salah invalid. ويكملها, and what will complete and perfect their salah. واصطبر عليها, أي على الصلاة بإقامتها بحدودها وأركانها وأدابها. And be patient in establishing the salah with its limitations, with its pillars, with its etiquettes, وخشوعها, and its submissiveness. فإن ذلك مشق على النفس, because that is actually difficult upon the person. ولكن ينبغي إكراهها وجهادها على ذلك والصبر مع دامه. But you have to force yourself and struggle against your own desires constantly, constantly, and be patient forever in doing so. فإن العبد إذا أقام صلاته على الوجه المأمور به, because if a person, if the slave establishes his salah in a manner in which he is commanded, كان لما سواها من دينه أحفظ وأقوم, he will be by default regarding other matters of the religion more perseverant and he will be more upright. He will protect other aspects of the deen by default. وَإِذَا ضَيَّعَهَا كَانَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَضْيَعَ. And if he wastes and he neglects his salah, then he will be surely more neglectful regarding all other affairs of the deen. ثُمَّ ضَمِنَ تَعَالَ لِرَسُولِهِ الرِّزْقِ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal guaranteed sustenance to his Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَأَلَّا يَشْغَلَهُ الْإِهْتِمَامِ بِهِ عَنْ إِقَامَةِ دِينِهِ. And that you shouldn't preoccupy yourself in order to attain sustenance, but that shouldn't preoccupy you from establishing the deen of Allah. فقال نحن نرزقك. We provide you. أي رزقك علينا. Your provision is upon us. قد تكلفنا به كما تكلفنا بأرزاق الخلائق كلهم. We have promised and guaranteed that, just like we have taken the responsibility of providing all of the creatures. فكيف بمن قام بأمرنا واشتغل بذكرنا. If this is the affair with the people that don't even remember Allah, everybody gets provided, then what about the one who fulfills our command and is busy with our remembrance? ورزق الله عام للمتقي وغيره. The provision of Allah encompasses the pious and others. فينبغي الاهتمام بما يجلب السعادة الأبدية. So you should be keen on that which will bring about eternal happiness. وهو التقوى. And you therefore you should be keen on piety. ولهذا قال, that's what Allah said, والعاقبة في الدنيا والآخرة. The outcome in the dunya and the akhirah will be for التقوى التي فعل المأمور, هي فعل المأمور وترك المنهي. And taqwa is to do what is commanded, to leave alone what is prohibited. فمن قام بها. So whoever fulfills that, كان له العاقبة, he will have the good end. كما قال تعالى والعاقبة للمتقين. And the good end will be for the pious people. Go ahead, يا مصعب.
وقالوا لولا يأتينا بآية من ربه أولم تأتهم بينة ما في الصحف الأولى ولو أنا أهلكناهم بعذاب من قبله لقالوا ربنا لولا أرسلت إلينا رسولا فنتبع آياتك فنتبع آياتك من قبل أن نذل ونخزى قل كل متربص فتربصوا فستعلمون من أصحاب الصراط السوي ومن اهتدى.
طيب. And they say, why does he not bring us a sign from his Lord? Has there not come to them evidence of what is in the former scriptures? And if we had destroyed them with the punishment before him, they would have said, our Lord, why did you not send the messenger so we could have followed you verses before we were humiliated and disgraced? Say, each of us is waiting, so wait. For you will know who are the companions of the sound path and who is guided. أي قال المكذبون للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. The belier said to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, هلا يأتينا بآية من ربه. Why does he not bring a sign from his Lord? يعنون بآيات الاقتراح. What do they mean by ayah? The ayat that they suggest. The ayat that they want. Like they're stipulating what kind of sign. So Allah gives them a sign. They say, no, we're not interested in the sign. We want a customized, tailored sign as per our preferences. Such as, كقولهم وقالوا لن نؤمن لك حتى تفجر لنا من الأرض ينبوعا أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا. Listen to these crazy people. They said to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, we will not believe in you. I believe this is the Surah Al-Furqan. We will not believe in you until you explode from the earth a river, or you have a garden of palm trees and grapes, and you make the rivers flow therein and explode internally within this garden, or you let the sky fall upon us as you have claimed in parts, or you bring Allah and his angels in front of us. They want Allah and the angels to be in front of them. So they, oh, okay, now we believe now. وهذا تعنت منهم وعناد وظلم. This is them being very finicky and being stubborn and oppressive. فإنهم هم والرسول بشر عبيد لله. Because they and the Prophet are all humans and they're slaves of Allah. فلا يليق منهم الاقتراح بحسب أهوائهم. It is not appropriate that they stipulate according to their desires what they want. وإنما الذي ينزلها ويختار منها ما يختار بحسب حكمته هو الله. Rather, the one who actually sends down these ayat and he selects what he selects according to his wisdom is Allah. ولما كان قولهم لولا يأتينا بآية من ربه يقتدي أنه لم يأتهم بآية على صدقه ولا بينة على حقه. And when their statement, why does he not bring a sign from his Lord, suggests that he, as though he didn't bring an ayah, he didn't bring a sign that shows his truthfulness, وَلَا بَيِّنَةً عَلَى حَقِّهِ, nor does he have any evidence to support his right, وَهَذَا كَذِبٌ وَافْتِرَاءٌ, and this is lie and slander, فَإِنَّهُ أَتَى مِنَ الْمُعْجِزَاتِ الْبَاهِرَاتِ وَالْآيَاتِ الْقَاهِرَاتِ مَا يَحْصُلُ بِبَعْضِهِ الْمَقْصُودِ. The Prophet ﷺ actually was brought to them the amazing miracles and the undisputable signs what will definitely fulfill the objective. Even some of those things will do the job, basically. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ أَوَلَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ إِنْ كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ فِي قَوْلِهِمْ. That's what Allah said. Did it not come to them if they were really honest in their statement? وَأَنَّهُمْ يَطْلُبُونَ الْحَقَّ بِدَلِيلِهِ. The fact that they're asking for an evidence for that. بَيِّنَةُ مَا فِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى أي هذا القرآن العظيم, meaning this glorious Quran, المصدق لما في الصحف الأولى من التوراة والإنجيل والكتب السابقة, the one that affirms what is in the earliest scriptures of the Torah and the Injil, the Gospel and the previous books, المطابق لها, the one that is in agreement with it, المخبر بما أخبرت به, that also tells what it told. Of course, this is in regards to the things that are consistent between them. We're not talking about the part that was distorted and altered by the Jews and the Christians. وتصديقه أيضا مذكور فيها, and also the mention of the Prophet ﷺ is the mention and his verification is mentioned in their books, as you know, in the Bible. ومبشر بالرسول بها, and it gives glad tidings to the arrival of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وهذا قولي تعالى, this is like Allah's statement. أولم يكفهم أن أنزلنا عليك الكتاب يتلى عليهم إن في ذلك لرحمة وذكرى لقوم يؤمنون. Is it not sufficient for them that we have sent down to you the book which is being recited upon them? Verily in that is mercy and the reminder for people who believe. فالآيات تنفع المؤمنين ويزداد بها إيمانهم وإيقانهم. The signs benefit the believers and with that their iman and their certainty increases. وأما المعرضون عنها المعارضون لها, as for those who turn away from it and who oppose it, فلا يؤمنون بها ولا ينتفعون بها. They don't believe in it, they don't benefit from it. إن الذين حقت عليهم كلمة ربك لا يؤمنون. Verily those who the word of your Lord has been established against them, they will not believe. وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ كُلُّ آيَةٍ حَتَّى يَرَوُوا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. Even if every ayah were to come to them until they see the severe punishment, they will not believe. Meaning there wasn't an insufficiency in signs for them. There were plenty of signs. They're just stubborn. They want to disbelieve. وإنما الفائدة في سوقها إليهم ومخاطبتهم بها لتقوم عليهم حجة الله. The reason why the benefit behind delivering it to them and addressing them with it is so that the proof can be established against them. ولئلا يقولوا حين ينزل بهم العذاب, so that they will not say when the punishment comes to them, لولا أرسلت إلينا رسولا, had you only sent a messenger to us, فنتبع آياتك من قبل أن نذل ونخزى, so we will follow your signs before we are humiliated and disgraced. بالعقوبة, meaning will be disgraced with the punishment. فها قد جاءكم رسولي ومعه آياتي وبرهاني. So here comes my messenger and with him are my signs and my proofs. فإن كنتم كما تقولون فصدقوا. If you are really honest, then believe in him. قل, say يا محمد مخاطبا للمكذبين لك الذين يقولون تربصوا به ريب المنون. Say to those Muhammad, say to those who belie you, those who say, let us be patient with him until he dies and we don't have to deal with him anymore. قُلْ كُلُّمْ مُتَرَبِّسْ فَتَرَبَّصُ بِي الْمَوْتِ, meaning wait for death for me. وَأَنَا أَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ الْعَذَابِ, you wait for my death and I wait for your punishment. قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ أي الظَّفْرَ أو الشَّهَدَةِ, meaning as another ayah, do you wait for us except that we will attain one of the two goods, meaning either victory or martyrdom. فَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ أَنْ يُصِيبَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ أَوْ بِأَيْدِيَنَا. So we then are waiting for Allah to afflict you with the punishment either from himself or through our hands, through us يعني. فَتَرَبَّصُونَ فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ أَصْحَابُ الصِّرَاطِ السَّوِيِّ. So wait and you will see who are the people the companions of the sound path, أي المستقيم, meaning the straight path. ومن اهتدى بسلوكه أنا أم أنتم, and who's being guided with his manners, myself or you. فأن صاحبه هو الفائز الراشد الناجي المفلح, because the companion of this right path and straight path is the victorious, guided, saved, successful one. ومن حاد عنه خاسر خائب معذب, and whoever turns away from the straight path is a loser who will be disappointed and punished. وقد علم أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام هو الذي بهذه الحالة, and we all know that the Prophet ﷺ is the one in that condition of victory. وأعداؤه بخلافه, and his enemies are on the opposite end of the spectrum. والله أعلم, and Allah knows best. وبهذا تم ولله الحمد تفسير تفسير سورة طه بفضل الله ومنه علينا. أسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم القبول. And بإذن الله عز وجل, tomorrow we'll begin the tafsir of سورة الأنبياء عليهم السلام. But that will be tomorrow. Until then, let's see what you brothers and sisters have in terms of troublemaking in the Q&A session. Hey. 1053. I can never remember the ayat. What? What's up? Wait. Where is it? Where's the question? What to say to the wally of the girl you want to marry, or if you want to get engaged until you're able to get married? Is it okay to be engaged at a young age until you're older to have a job? Yeah, but engagement is really a waste of time, because you're just basically putting yourself and the person on hold. What if someone better than you comes to her? When you get engaged to a woman, what if someone better than you comes along? She gets deprived of marrying a better man than you because you have her basically on hold. So the idea of engagement is really not really from the sunnah. Usually it's for a very short span of time. Not that you remain engaged for 2, 3, 4 years and then inshallah when I get the job. Akhi, you're depriving the sister of finding a better brother. Hold your horses, Habibi. When you're ready, get married. What do you say to the wali? You tell him, either you're ready to get married or you're not. Either you're ready to get married or you're not. I don't think it is appropriate to engage with someone, get engaged to someone for 2, 3, 4 years. This whole time you have to have strict code. You can't chat, you can't talk, you can say lovey-lovey speech. I mean, she's a non-mahram to you. She's forbidden upon you. So what is the point of this engagement except teasing yourself and teasing her? When you're ready to get married, make it happen, baby. Yalla. Next, in the i'tikaf, is it obligatory to stay all 10 days, 24 hours in the mosque, or can we go to home for emergency? The i'tikaf is a voluntary act of worship. So even if you leave, you will just miss out on reward. Yeah, you're supposed to stay all 10 nights in the masjid, yes, and not go unless you have to. But if you have to, you have to. It's okay. You're still going to get the reward of all the other time that you spent in the masjid. Next. My question is that some mashayikh said that Sheikh bin Jibreen is an ikhwani. I'm really confused. Please answer. I don't know enough about Sheikh Jibreen to be able to answer that. But I would be very wary if this information is coming to you from SPUBS. If it is Salafi publications, then Salafi publications will basically label anybody who's not with their Sheikh or their 3-4 mashayikh to be an ikhwani. Basically, according to them, I'm also an ikhwani, just so we can be clear. If you tell them right now, what is this Abu Mus'ab? You'll say, wait, Abu Mus'ab, is he with us? No, he's an ikhwani. He's a sururi. He's a madri. Isha, shalo, ha, yo. Whatever they say, khaliwali. Brother Wajdi, oh, somebody knows my name here. Is it true that if you're rich in this dunya, your entry into Jannah is delayed? The poor people will enter Jannah before the rich people because they have nothing to be accounted for when it comes to their wealth. And a big portion of the accountability will be about your money, how you earned it and where you spent it. So yes, if you're rich in the dunya, the poor people will go to Jannah before you. Allah musta'an. If we inhale steam during a hot shower, do we break our fast? Also, in the past, I made fun of you in the comments in one of your videos. Can you please forgive me? Oh, mashallah, tabarakallah. Tayyib, if you inhale steam, look, if the steam is going to go to your throat and go inside, yes, this could break your fast. That's why the scholars say you shouldn't inhale bakhur and any smoke, anything that will travel through your nostrils or your mouth into your tummy, then that will nullify your fast. So you should avoid that. Do I forgive you? Of course, Habibi. Of course, I forgive you, and I forgive any Muslim and every Muslim who has transgressed against me, inshallah ta'ala. And I have no grudges. I hope, though, you know, that some people that have really have really transgressed against me, and I need deeds on Yawm al-Qiyamah, I might have to resort to getting my rights from them because I don't want to go to Jahannam and I want to go to Jannah. But as long as I'm okay with Allah Azza wa Jal, then I don't want anything from anyone. For the most part, yes, alhamdulillah, everybody's forgiven. Barakallah feek. What did you say, by the way, huh? This bald guy. Does the witr prayer entail qiyamu alaylu when prayed a three and up rak'ah, and is it one of the loud prayers? What? Does the witr prayer entail qiyam al-layl when prayed by three and up rak'at? Yeah, yes. Witr is qiyam. And it is one of the loud prayers, correct. If you were forced to work with one organ, like one organ you mean, which would you choose from? Again with this stuff, Sufi.org, Shia.org, Asha.org, Yaqeen.org, Maturidi.org, Wahhabi.org, Spubs, Abu Layth, Sapiens, Maghrib, don't say none. None. Shahada. You're going to tell me what to say, what not to say? But khalas, have your own channel and then you say whatever you want to say or not to say. You come into my house and you tell me don't drink your own coffee? Must be out of your mind, Cuban brothers. Next. Is Ahli Hadith same as Salaf? They could be. They could be. I don't know. Yani, for the most part, they're supposed to be right. But some of them of Ahli Hadith are equal to spubs. And some of them from Ahli Hadith are like us, those who follow the way of the Salaf without the fanaticism and craziness and sectarianism that has afflicted our brothers from spubs. May Allah guide us and guide them. Next. Abu Mus'ab. Can we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his throne and his throne is above the water? Absolutely. Yes, you can. And you should. Na'am. Please continue with these classes after Ramadan. I would like to know, is it wrong to do hijrah with your husband while your parents stay or in the West? The parents only have daughters. Yes, no, it's not wrong to do hijrah with your husband because you're supposed to protect yourself and your children from the hellfire. And so whatever Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah began with you. Protect yourselves from the hellfire. So if leaving to a Muslim country will help you protect yourself, then that takes precedence over remaining with your parents who have willingly chosen to stay in a land of disbelief. My friend gets sort of panic attacks every time she's about to do wudu for salah. Shaking, shiver, palpations. Her stomach growls due to anxiety. She feels the urge to pee or pass wind, usually in wudu. Well, that's sad. No questions asked, so okay. Thank you for sharing, Ya Harim. Next. Is the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni da'if? No. No, it is not. It is not. What there was a version that was authenticated by Sheikh Al-Albani, but the other scholars still declared to be da'if. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. They added the word Kareem. And that, according to some of the scholars, is not authentic. But that dua is sahih. Ya Umrayan. Na'am. Is it possible for you to compile all the tafsir Saadi you've covered? If not, no worries. Compile it where, Habibi? It's compiled on the playlist on my channel. It's compiled on the playlist on my channel. You want someone to transcribe it? And then turn it into a book. Be my guest, ya Muzammil. I mean, I'm speaking English. And you have a keyboard there. You hear the English. You type at the keyboard there. you do proofreading, you fix it, you put it, you get the reward, and we will all be so happy with you. Yalla ya Sheikh, take the project on your shoulder. Next. How to treat anxiety and low confidence according to the Quran and the Hadith. Go to my channel, go to the playlist where I have a long series on how to deal with stress and depression according to the Quran and the Sunnah. Shukran. Now, is proclaiming secularism an evidence proof of kufr? If so, is kufr akbar or kufr asghar? Proclaiming secularism, that you see, that's such a broad question, yeah, parentheses. Or is that a colon? That's not a colon. What is this called? It has a different name. Brackets. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Brackets between brackets. That's too broad of a question to be answered. Because who's proclaiming secularism? What, how, when, where? That's not enough for me to be able to answer objectively. You're trying to get me in trouble. May Allah forgive you. Next. For the one who wants to send me a message in private, give him my number in private. And please, guys, don't take advantage of this. The shaving of head of a newborn is only for boys or goes for girls as well? And what are some of the sunnahs after having a newborn girl? The scholars have differed on the subject matter. The popular opinion that it is only for boys. Some of the scholars say it could be done for the girls as well because it's going to grow back. But the sounder opinion, Wallahu Alam, it's only for boys. Other sunan is tahniq, is to get a date and chew it. Don't put a date in the baby's mouth and kill him. You chew the date and then you leave some of the paste basically, and you rub their nira or their gums with it. When you cut the hair, when you shave the hair, you weigh it, and whatever is equivalent of that, the weight of that, you give equivalence, the equivalence of that in silver as a sadaqah. Among other things which you can find on islamqa.info. As you told that the arrival of our beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is mentioned in the scriptures, does belief in this come under belief in the books of Allah? Yeah. Yes, sir. Why not, Aymanu? Why do you go back? Do you know what Bitcoin is, and do you think it's halal or haram if you do? I know what Bitcoin is. It's cryptocurrency. And look, I'm not qualified to discuss it, but I think a brother, Faris Al-Hammadi, has a very interesting breakdown of this subject matter on, you can find it on his Instagram or on YouTube. So look up Faris Al-Hammadi and type Bitcoin. Hear him out. He's done his homework, and he's of the opinion that it's haram, basically. And I was convinced. Can we use zakah money to pay off someone's debts? Yes. Wa alaykum salam, ya Abdul Ahad. Yeah, I don't know who this Abu Bakr Zood. Every single day you tell me Abu Bakr Zood, reliable Abu Bakr Zood. Wallahi ya Hussein, I don't know Abu Bakr Zood. Ya Sheikh Irham Abuk, fukkani from this question. I've seen this question more than I see my wife and kids. Khalas ya Baba, I don't know Abu Bakr Zood. Don't post it anymore. If I pray behind a Hanafi masjid, you pray behind the Hanafi masjid, and you're praying outside, you're behind the masjid, then pray witr like the Maghrib. So can I pray with the Imam and give salam after the two rakat and then get up? Allah al-Azim. You're praying behind a Hanafi Imam, ya Sheikh, not behind a Hanafi masjid. You're praying in a Hanafi masjid. You pray witr like Maghrib. So can I pray with the Imam and give salam after the two rakat and then get up for the final rak'ah? That should be okay, inshallah. But my advice to you is to leave alone this masjid altogether and go to a Salafi masjid. Now, what is the ruling on Muslims sometimes praising Allah due to haram achievements? For example, saying, I thank Allah for helping me produce this music album. That is mockery of the deen. That is borderline mockery of the deen. And, you know, that's a no-no. We cannot say this is kufr. It's a, you know, but that's haram. And this is very common in Lebanese. Lebanese, you know, dancers and singers. You know, wallah, my career, alhamdulillah, my career has been very successful. I've only stripped, danced, you know, 500 times in my life. What? Alhamdulillah. Merci la Allah. They say, merci la Allah. Allah yahdiki bas. Yeah, that's no, habibi. No. Al Sahih International Khan Hilali translations, the only reliable English translations. Yeah, those are the ones. No, I'm not gonna, I cannot say they're the only, but those are the ones that I am aware of them being reliable. I don't know about the others. Yusuf Ali is a no-no. Yes, there are many problems with the Abdullah Yusuf Ali translation in every nation. That's your occupation. Can people ask for money in exchange of teaching Islam or for Ruqya and Islamic counseling, or they should just take if the people are offering something? There are two opinions of the scholars. The bottom line is that yes, you can ask. You can ask for money in exchange for these things if required. Now, yes, no problem. Zabua Babua Nuhos. Brother, is it your shirt or are your gains increasing more and more? Mashallah. Wallahi, yeah, brother, it could be the shirt, it could be both. I mean, I work my behind off every single night. Every single night I go to the gym. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Follow my Instagram, One Way to Fitness. Look me up on Instagram, One Way to Fitness. You should see my picture there to know that it's me, because there are other accounts. Some of them are deactivated. And you can see, I post my stories of what I'm doing at the gym. So yeah, I work hard because I would like to be a strong old Muslim. Inshallah, I want to be there for the Muslims in case they need me. I want to be a reliable person in case there's a disaster, in case there's an accident, in case someone's drowning, in case someone has a building falling over him, in case someone's about to fall off a cliff. I want to be the person who can help this person out for the sake of Allah. In case there's a disaster, I want to be the one who offers help, not the one who needs someone to help me because I'm too fat. Straight up, man. I am playing, baby. Can we follow the 5-year course Dawah Man is promoting on Knowledge College? I don't know what Dawah Man is doing. I cannot speak on OSBF, nor can I comment. I don't know what the course is about. He's generally reliable, but still, huh? Yes. Miss Coco. Ustad, that is a very nice cane. You bet it is. You bet it's a very nice cane. I'll break it for you right now. Anyways. Should you have friends who listen to misguided people? You advise them, but they don't want to listen. I even sent them your lectures. Oof, as long as you sent them the lectures, then khalas. Doesn't matter whether you send them my lectures or someone else's. If they don't want to listen, khali wali friend. Put this friend on the remove list. Remove them from your friends. You don't need those people in your life. If you try to give them advice, they don't want any advice, then you need to go in separate ways. Khali wali. Remember, khali wali. Let them go. Let it go. What is the overall theme of Taha? Every single day you ask, Ya Sheikh, the overall theme of Taha is what we've been discussing every day. It's what we've been discussing every day. It's the fact that the Quran was sent so you will not be fatigued. It's not litashqa. It is so you can remember Allah Azza wa Jal and take lessons from the stories of the prophets and Musa with Fir'aun. And that you know that life without Allah is full of misery and depression. Okay? Is it okay to pray Isha Sunnah after Witr? Is it okay to pray Isha Sunnah after Witr? It is okay. But you should make Witr, you should try to keep Witr to be the final Salah of the day. My question is, how do we keep the thought whisper of impressing the people out of our mind when doing good deeds? By remembering that no matter how impressed they are, they're not going to be able to give you any reward for it when you stand before Allah on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. So who cares what people think? That's how. Can we give zakat to our family members like aunties and grandma in a poor country? Yes, you can. You can give zakat to any family member that you're not obliged to spend on. Your grandmother, no, because you're obliged to spend your grandmother because your grandmother is just like your mother. So you have to spend on your grandmother. As for auntie, you don't have to spend on auntie, and then you can give zakat to auntie. Yes, man. Qadi's statement of saying calling upon the dead is not shirk. Isn't that the tabdil or takdhib, which is kufr akbar? Shouldn't iqamatul hujjah and possible takfir be issued by the ulama? Yeah, it is borderline there. And the scholars have to do that. Yes. But, you know, I'm not one of them. So if it were up to me, I would have done my homework and finished already. But subhanAllah. Anyways, a lot of them don't know what's going on. And they need actually someone to deliver to them the whole story. Sadly, it's not happening. Allah musta'an. Yalla, yalla. Can we send email questions? No. I hate typing. And I don't know who gave y'all my email, but in the last 2 days, I received like 4 or 5 questions via email. And you will get an auto reply that says, I don't reply to questions via email, but I can talk for days. So if you really got a pressing need, I can give you my phone number, provided that you let me live a normal life and don't think that it's a hotline where I work for you and you send me a question, I read it, I don't get to answer. 20 minutes later, you send me 3 question marks. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? Why have you answered my question? If you know how to behave with good manners, then I would be more than happy to answer your question with voice. I can answer with voice. Yes, but typing, no, Habibi. Even right now, I don't type anything. My family does it on my behalf. So anyone who has a pressing need and you can't ask here, you can get my phone number. Please give them my phone number, Mus'ab. And then you can talk to me then, but please be courteous and respectful to me because I am a miskin human being like you. Isn't there a way to chat with people directly on this dummy? طيب, now everybody wants the number. Allah al-musta'an. No, I framed myself. Oh my God. It's okay. Yeah, Allah, it's okay. Type the phone number, ya Sheikh. People, be nice, huh? I'm already scared. My wife cannot fast due to chronic fatigue. She doesn't have an income. Am I allowed to pay fidya on her behalf? Yes, sir. What do you mean, are you allowed? You should pay fidya on her behalf, man. What the heck, man? Come on, bro. That's your wifey, baby. That's your wifey. Somebody said, don't share your number. MashaAllah. Why are you Deen inspired and that you're trying to protect me? Yeah, next. Is the University of Medina in London a credible institution? I did not even know there was a University of Medina in London. So I don't know. Don't share it. Oh, everybody's saying don't share it. Oops. It's been, whoever caught it. We gave you a chance. We're playing games with y'all now. If I'm in the washroom or praying and I sneeze, do I say Alhamdulillah? Yes, unless you are defecating or urinating. If you're in the bathroom, then it's fine. If you're on the toilet handling business, then you don't say a word. You shut up. Who's managing the question? You put the same question 2, 3, 4 times. Can you make a series of da'wah courses that can benefit us for da'wah? I've already made plenty of those on my website. Go to onewaytoparadise.net, go to audio, and you will find tens of lectures and talks and workshops on how to give da'wah. Any one of y'all who's going to send me a message and act funny, I'm a block you with the quickness, baby. You're going to get blocked before you even blink your eye. I'm telling you. Y'all want to play games? I play games hardcore. Next. Will the 28th ayah of Surah Furqan apply to me if I play ball with my Muslim neighbor often and they distract me from the remembrance of my Lord, but my intention is to remind them to pray? Yes, it will apply to you. Because at this point, they are the one reminding you, not you reminding them. Ammo Wajdi. Oh, this must be an Arab. If we decide to sell goods such as Nike, which I decided to stop wearing, can we sell them to get rid of them or do we just dump them? If you believe that it's haram to wear Nike, then you have to dump them, Habibi. Or blot out the logo and put an Adidas one instead. I don't know. Or blot it out and give them away. But if you think it's haram, then yes, you cannot sell them to get rid of them. Because now you're just letting other people pay for the sin. Wow, this is a long Q&A. Is it allowed to annoy older people in the family for salah? Also, if I'm passing by someone who is smoking and I inhale the smell of smoke, does it nullify my wudu? Yes, it is allowed to annoy them with reason. يعني you don't sit there next to them. Pray. Salah. Am I annoying enough? Do you want me to annoy you some more? I mean, I hope that's not what you do. But if you remind her every now and then, yeah, don't forget to pray. Salah, you know, it's good for you. May Allah accept. Madri ish. No problem. No, if you inhale smoke, it doesn't nullify your wudu. And smoking doesn't nullify the wudu to begin with anyways. Even for the smoker, it doesn't nullify their wudu. Can we recite, make dua in kunut with imam instead of saying ameen? No, you say ameen and you know your role and you stay in your lane. You're not the imam, you're the ma'moom. Your job is to say ameen. Next. Oh, that cracked. Can you do hijrah by yourself as a female if you have non-mahrams? Yes. Technically, yes. If that falls under committing the lesser of two evils, meaning there's the evil of living in a non-Muslim country where your deen is being tried and tested. And there's that of traveling without a mahram and you have absolutely no alternative. Yes, you may travel that one time in order to leave the land of disbelief, provided that you're able to live in a Muslim land and you're able to take care of yourself. It's a little tricky thing, because if you're living by yourself in both countries, then living in a Muslim country by yourself is far better than living in a non-Muslim country by yourself. Tamam? Yeah. Did you teach Arabic to Mus'ab or he learned it at school? By the way, he reads beautifully. May Allah bless him and his parents. Jazakallahu khairan. He actually doesn't go to school. Mus'ab is homeschooled. He learned Arabic primarily from the masjid, believe it or not. He primarily learned Arabic from the masjid in Tahfiz. Of course, I'm involved in it, but not at a major level. But it was an accumulation of homeschooling and masjid and acquaintances. Now, plus he's a bright kid, mashallah, tabarakallah, just like his uncle. The lectures during Ramadan is a bid'ah. During Ramadan, the Salaf used to read Quran according to the Sheikh who delivered khutbah. Is that true? No, that is not true. And tell the Sheikh who gave the khutbah, then why is he even given a khutbah also? Ish hada, Sheikh. I don't know who you're listening to, man, but that brother's tripping. Yalla, guys, I need to eat. Y'all want to starve me to death every single day, then you tell me that I'm skinny. Is giving azan in the ears of the newborn from the sunnah? I've already answered this question before. We said that the scholars differ on this, and Sheikh Al-Albani declared those narrations to be inauthentic. Therefore, it is not from the sunnah to call the azan in the ear of the newborn. It is not from the sunnah because the hadith that is used to establish this act of worship is not authentic. Sufi say the Prophet ﷺ spoke to his head, to his dead son by saying, "We are saddened by your departure, O Ibrahim," after he passed away, as they claim. How should you reply? You should reply by saying that this was in the event of his son being there between him. As far as I know, that he was there. He was carrying his dead son. It was during the burial. Not that he was speaking to him and having a conversation with him as they would claim. The Sufis want to say anything to justify anything. Allahumma ista'an. I read a hadith that you can take money hijama. I'm paraphrasing, but is that allowed? Yes, the scholars have differed. Some of them allow taking money for hijama. Some of them do not. Please go to Islam QA and find a fatwa. There's a long fatwa on Islam QA about hijama and the permissibility of getting paid for it versus otherwise. Last question for the day. Inshallah, because I am done with y'all. Is Ramadan, if Ramadan happens to be 29 days, from when do we count the last 10 nights of Ramadan for Laylat Qadr? It doesn't change, Habibi, because you don't know in advance whether it's going to be 29 or 30. So the night of the 19th would be the last 10 nights of Ramadan. You could wind up with the last 9 nights of Ramadan because it would turn out to be 29. That's all. It doesn't change anything. طيب شكرا جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم ووفقكم الله لما يحبه ويرضاه. وغفر لنا ولكم لجميع المسلمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.